friends are the best. We didn't say old friends, age is not the test. It happens to be we all are old friends, but good friends are the best.
Can you do that?
Good friends are the best. We didn't say old friends, age is not the test. It happens to be we all are old friends, but good friends are the best. Good weather is best. We didn't say sunshine bright is not the test. It happens to be the day is sunny, but good weather is best. Good weather is best. We didn't say sunshine bright is not the test. It happens to be the day is sunny, but good weather is best. Good pets are the best. We didn't say felines, cats are not the test. It happens to be we all like kitties, but good pets are the best. Good pets are the best. We didn't say felines, cats are not the test. It happens to be we all like kitties, but good pets are the best. Good music is best. We didn't say voices, song is not the test. It happens to be we all like singing, but good music is best. Good music is best. We didn't say voices, song is not the test. It happens to be we all like singing, but good music is best. Good music, good pets, good weather, good food to share with your friends. But good friends are the best.
You just heard Teresa Dell, helped out by Betsy Lippitt and Karen Massey, singing Good Friends Are the Best. That's from the CD version of Teresa Dell's album, From Women's Faces. Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. Teresa Dell is one of two very special pioneering lesbian artists I'm honoring tonight. The other artist is Cassie Culver. What these artists have in common is that they both had a strong influence on the early women's music movement, and it went further than just their recorded work. They each essentially released only one album. Cassie Culver released the album Three Gypsies in 1976, and Teresa Dell's album, From Women's Faces, came out in 1977. So in my opinion, the way they both were able to be so influential was their presence at the early festivals, like the National Women's Music Festival, which started in 1974, and the Michigan Women's Music Festival, starting 2 years later. In fact, for our first artist, Cassie Culver, I'm beginning her segment with a very rare treat. I'm very pleased to share with you a live recording of her from the first National Women's Music Festival. That festival was held at the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana in 1974 as a direct response to the underrepresentation of women in the music industry. Little did they know what a cultural phenomenon they were starting. And this recording is also of historical interest because it's Cassie Culver singing 2 years before she released her first album. And these two songs were not later recorded by her. Here are the songs Watch Out Where You Step and It Is Me.
It's really incredible for me to be here. The thing that's most amazing for me is that there are so many people that you never hear about because of the structure of the media in this system that I have met because I took the time and energy to get my body here. And I'm so grateful for the people who have put it all together. And I want to thank them for the opportunity that they have given me, all the opportunities of all the head changes that I've gone through. Industry that tried to step on my head. We looked each other over once or twice, smiled as we both said, I think it's nice. Tried reaching out, even tried touching, and we believed that we found something, but now you're using me to make some selfish move. But if you burn me in the end, you're gonna lose. I won't have no regrets, so brother, better watch out where you step. I thought you liked my independent ways. I never could be anybody's slave. I need respect, I need attention. So if you wanna keep my affection, you best stop messing around with what I feel inside. I'm just too real to be taken for a ride. I won't have no regrets, so brother, better watch out where you step. Something you can't understand. My feelings aren't at anyone's command. All that I give you freely. But don't start thinking that I come easy, or just stop using me in front of all your friends. You keep this up and our affair has got to end. I won't have no regrets, so brother, better watch out where you stand. I helped build your battleships in 43, carried many a stretcher past my point of fatigue. I fought back the terror, the death, the disease. Now what do you say to the woman in me? It was me, well I helped fight your wars. It was me, now you closed all your doors. I did many a test that you labeled for men. You shun me now, yet you welcomed me then. You tried so hard all my feelings to bend. Now what do you say to this woman within? It is me, or you call me Betsy. Now you distrust my talent, say it cannot be true. I'm not meant to create, I can only be used. You just limit yourselves and deprive the world too. Hell, what do you say to this woman by you? Dismiss your own fears. I know that I'm special. special two within one. The gentlest moonlight, the strength of the sun. My struggle is ancient, yet onward must run. Now what do you say to these women you've shunned? It is me, well I'll fight till you see. It is me, and I'll love till I'm free. It is me, well I'll fight till you see. It is me, and I'll love till I'm free. It is me, well I'll fight till you see.
Next I'm going to play a song from Cassie Culver's album, and then I'll tell you why that album was historic. The song is the title track, Three Gypsies. And this is a good time to mention that the cover art for the album itself attracted a lot of attention. It's a color drawing of three nude women bathing in a pool by a waterfall. Not your typical album jacket cover for 1976. Here's Three Gypsies.
Three young gypsies went a-riding out one day. Stopped to bathe their bodies in a pond along the way. One was dark and handsome, another blonde and fair. Third a silent golden girl with the R.I.P. in hair. First came the mystic wizard, her soul a shade of sky. Her melodies wove magic from the visions in her eyes. Danced among the green hills and watched their love unfold. Sang to them a new song as it was foretold. Flush of cream and rose and a hair of flaxen down. Eyes of deep perception wherein the truth is found. Son of this brave union, the fair Miss Galahad. Prince of peace and teaching, society's quite mad. Up to the heights of heaven, into the depths of hell. The golden cosmic lover discovers all is well. Burning in her belly, the fire in her eyes. Her love with understanding, destroying all the lies. They ask themselves to hear, they beg themselves to see. Every limb is sacred in their holy trinity. Sip the living waters and breathe the healing air. Receive the cleansing fire, no life is to share. Three young women went a-riding out one day. Stopped to bathe their bodies in a pond along the way. One was dark and handsome, another blonde and fair. Third a silent golden girl with European hair.
Now, while the Three Gypsies album was influential for being one of the earliest openly lesbian albums, it's the way the album was recorded that's also of interest. Cassie gathered together at a studio in Maine a who's who of women's music to help her out, including Margie Adam, Kay Gardner, Maxine Feldman, Robin Flower, Willie Tyson, Susan Abbott, and a number of other women's musicians and technicians. Noted photographer Joan E. Bryan, more known simply as Jeb, was there to document the event and took the very famous group photo of them in the back of an old pickup truck. You can see that photo on my website. Also present was Barbara Price, known to many as Boo Price. She was one of the founders of the Michigan Women's Music Festival. I interviewed her a couple years ago about another artist, and she also gave me these comments about Cassie Culver.
When she made Three Gypsies, that actually was quite a phenomenon because many of us were invited to Maine because Kay Gardner, are you familiar with Kay?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Kay Gardner was producing it. And so everyone who was going to be playing on it was invited to come. This is not how you make records these days, or even those days, actually, but it was our way. Was invited to come at the same time. We were all, I was traveling with Margie, so I was coming there too.
It was a who's who.
Yeah. And so we all lived in the same house. They put us up in a big old summer house in Maine. And then everybody went to the studio every day and listened to whatever anybody was recording. I mean, you know, this is not how records are made. You can just feel the sort of fun and joy of that all the way through. It was really a community project. And Maxine Feldman was there because she was about to do a 45 that Kay was going to produce. So she was on hand at the same time, as was Willie Tyson, because she was getting, you know, trying to get some funding together to be the next album that they were going to do. So we were all there together. And there's actually a fairly famous photo of all these women in the back of a pickup truck.
Yep, I got it.
Well, I took the picture.
Oh, great.
Because Joni, who's the photographer, Jeb,
uh-huh,
wanted to actually be in the picture with her camera.
That's right, she is, and I have it right in front of me.
Yeah, I always told her I should have gotten a credit. Of course, I mean, she set it all up, and all I had to do was take it. But anyway, so all that crowd, we were all living there together. And I had met Cassie before. I met her, as I said, in L.A., but, you know, I was one of those people sitting on sitting on the steps listening to that album be made, and it was quite an event. One of the reasons I was on the road at that point was that we were headed for the very first one of these Michigan Women's Music Festivals. Of course, at the time, we didn't know it was the first one. Mm-hmm. We thought it was the only one, and I kind of, you know, talked Margie into going, so I definitely had to go. And Margie and I and Maxine and Willie Tyson flew out of Maine from that recording session together to Mount Pleasant, Michigan, which is where the first one was. And I think we're the only people in that group who went to the first event. And they all thought we were a little bit nuts for going out and doing this funny thing in the field.
Hmm. Can you have any more comments about Cassie? Or?
Well, in some ways, I feel like it was a loss that Cassie didn't stay involved in the music longer, although I know the path she's taken has been a good one for her. But she was one of the, I think it was a very strong songwriter of the first group. She brought the whole kind of side of the folk music that she brought that was not being really represented as much. And again, she was another really natural performer. But lots of joy in her performances. But really, within several years, she kind of went off in another direction.
What's she doing now? Any idea?
Yeah. Well, the last I heard, which has been a few years, but she became a minister or a pastor of some particular Christian practice. She's a woman of the cloth, so to speak, but in a very kind of revival form. So in a way, I guess that's a natural extension. A different way to go.
Jamie Anderson told me that she saw her at a mid-80s festival, maybe one of the last ones she did,
uh-huh,
and she kind of turned some of the audience off because she put a lot of religious talk into it.
Well, she just went right on in that direction. So I don't know, and maybe it was part of the fervor of the early days that drew women with such tremendous sort of spiritual commitment to the culture of women's music that it wasn't an unnatural step for some of them to go on in a literally in a spiritual path.
We'll hear from Boo Price again later in the show. I want to get back to some music by Cassie Culver and also to mention that a number of her songs have been recorded by other artists, which is always a good indication of influence beyond an artist's own recordings. Here's the first track off her album. It's called I'm Late Again, and I'm following it with a very rare 45 RPM record she recorded a year later as a protest to Anita Bryant and her Bible bigotry. That song is called What Are We Going to Do About Anita?
I'm late again, 'cause you made me smile. I'm late again, all my clothes are in a pile. Said to do whatever you wanted to. So here I am, still in this bed with you. It's 10:30, I should have been to work by 9. It's 10:30, I got fooled again by time. Don't even think to set that old alarm when I'm lying here wrapped up in your arms. That look upon your face, it just begs for me to stay. And you know I don't care about that old job anyway.
Be strong.
And the last recording I know of by Cassie Culver was from 1983. It's called Ride Sally Ride, and it's about Dr. Sally Ride, who that year became the first American woman to fly into space.
Hi, this is Holly Neer.
Hi, this is Chris Williamson.
This is Margie Adam.
And you are listening to Queer Music Heritage on KBFT, Houston.
And this is a good time to remind you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night from midnight to 4 a.m. on KBFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Also, I invite you to check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. where you can view the playlist and see photos of the artists and recordings, and listen to the show anytime. I've got a special attachment to the other artist I'm featuring on this show, Teresa Dell. She was one of the very first gay or lesbian artists that I saw in concert. That was in July of 1980 in Norfolk, Virginia. And I was very taken by her performance. Her music partner, Betsy Lippitt, backed her up on vocals and guitar and violin. 24 years later, I still remember where in the audience I sat. I just love her voice. I told people that she has one of those voices where you hear her sing and you want to hug yourself. Before I get much further, I'd better let you form your own opinion. While Teresa Dell is a wonderful songwriter, she's also a wonderful interpreter of the writing of others. Here are two examples, A Woman's Love and Moonflower. And I'll tell you about who wrote those songs after you hear them.
Because she's a woman, we just stood and smiled, and I felt so fine, and it was so right inside. But how could I know I loved her? Because she's a woman. Because she's a woman. Confusion hid my feelings. I tried to name it everything but love. But like a magic dream, it would not be turned aside. But softly and warmly, it held me. It's because she's a woman. Because she's a woman, she doesn't try to change me. She knows and understands a woman's ways, and I feel so so free to be what she sees in me. It's so easy to be her lover. It's because she's a woman. I realize a woman's place is my home, and I know we've always been in love, and so it will be with my woman and me. Because I'm a woman, a way was laid out for me. I always thought I'd need a man to love. Loving as they could be, there's no one can match her beauty. It's because she's a woman, and she knows so much, the sweet touch of a woman.
When the moonflower shines, it's a moment in time that will surely take your breath away. Emma was a friend of my mama when I told my age by holding up fingers. Years are gone, but the memory lingers of the night when I learned who she really was. For Emma had a nurturing nature. She was aware of, took care of the future. Day by day, for a family who loved her, Emma sustained them. Emma maintained a home. Some women cry for the times gone by, but some watch the seasons turn. They know the secrets a girl must learn to bloom and grow like the moonflower. I've been waiting all spring and all winter, oh Emma. When the moonflower shines, it's a moment in time that will surely take your breath away. Emma knew the knack of believing. She showed me her secret one starry evening. There she said, is the pay for my patience. Come see how fragile, how fragrant. And ain't it nice that you're here when they come, dear? These only bloom one night every summer. Then she fell silent, held by their wisdom. Moonflowers calmed her, moonflowers warmed her soul. In a moment gone too soon, Emma outshone the opal moon. In my memory's eye, her beauty glows, and the moonflowers have a light all their own. When the moonflower shines, it's a moment in time that will surely take your breath away. When the moonflower shines, it's a moment in time that will surely, surely take your breath away.
I'm going to tell you about the second song first. Moonflower was written by Annie Dinnerman, who some of you may know as the writer of Face the Music, recorded by Meg Christian. The song A Woman's Love was written by head lesbian Alex Dobkin. In fact, it was Teresa Dell that gave Alex that nickname. I'll let you hear Alex talk about it. I've heard you referred to as head lesbian. How do you feel about being a role model?
Oh, I love that. That's great. Actually, the way I got that title was from Therese Adele. Are you familiar with Therese?
Very much so, yes.
Well, she recorded A Woman's Love. Did you hear her version of it?
I love her version.
Isn't it wonderful? Yeah, she started singing it way back in the 70s, and she told me that when she first heard it, she was so impressed. And she used to say this when she sang it. She said, when I first heard this, I couldn't believe that anybody would actually write this. And wow, Alex Dobkin, she must be the head lesbian. So that's how she would introduce it when she sang it.
Teresa Dell is an accomplished writer and composer in a variety of styles, and I won't be able to do justice to all of them tonight, but I wanted to mention that she didn't shy away from controversial issues. Here's a little bit of her song, Take Back the Guns.
Take back the guns from people's faces. Take back the guns from your hands. There's too much killing in too many places. Take back the guns from our land. Take back the guns from people's faces. Take back the guns from your hands. There's too much killing in too many places. Take back the guns from our land.
And her beautiful song, Emma, dealt with the subject of battered women.
Emma, she's calling you out. Can you hear her? Emma, come out of yourself. You're not alone today. Emma, she's calling you out. Can you hear her? Emma, come out of yourself. You're not alone today. You were young and you suffered abuse at the hands of those who said they loved you. So you hid round the corner of your mind in a place where no one could find you. Run, Emma, she's calling you out. Can you hear her? Emma, come out of yourself. You're not alone today.
Your life refused to yield to anger, so you hid
With all of her festival experience, it was natural for me to also ask Boo Price about her memories from those days of Teresa Dell. You'll hear her tell how Therese got the title, The Voice of Michigan.
I think I met Therese. I think I first met her at the Michigan Festival, and I don't believe, and they weren't at the first one. If they were, she wasn't performing. So I think it was the second one in 77. And what a dynamo, that woman. Really was an incredible natural performer, one of the strongest natural performers I ever knew or experienced. She had a huge amount of talent, so much vitality and connection with the audience. She's very, very funny. And from the start, she had a very acute sense of feminist politics herself. I think, isn't Emma one of the songs on her first album?
Yes.
And nobody was talking about battered women then. And there she was with this incredibly beautiful song. So I know I met her at, you know, when I was producing the stage and she was performing. And I think it was the first year that she performed. In the early days, we were really figuring out how to do all the technical stuff outside. 20 minutes from Lake Michigan, we were always subject to these, you know, unexpected huge rainstorms. But one of those times when we lost all the sound, Therese just got out there and did her entire show, you know, with her own voice and absolutely captivated and held everybody. So that was something everyone always remembered about her from the early festival days. I don't remember when we first realized she'd been diagnosed with MS. I would think early 80s. And then it was it had a very slight effect on her. You know, we knew she was dealing with it, and eventually, when it really completely disabled her physically, then she wasn't really able to perform or to sing or to play guitar, but she was such a loved person at the festival, and we wanted her to be involved, and she wanted to be involved. So we said, why don't you... We had always rotated MCs, because we didn't want anyone to be kind of the MC. There were too many people to share it, so we just sort of didn't want a single person to be that person. But then we said, why don't you, we would just always hand all these announcements to the MC to, oh my gosh, you can't imagine all the different things that would need to be announced to thousands of women living on that land by that time for a week. And we said, why don't you do these as some sort of voiceovers from backstage, and we can set you up really comfortably and, you know, whatever. And maybe you'll make them interesting enough that people will listen. And we tried it one summer, and no one would let her go. I mean, then it just had to be. And you know, it would be things like somebody leaving their car lights on and someone's child being here or there, all these sort of everyday life things that people would be much more likely to tune out and go off and do what they were doing. They became major entertainment moments of the festival.
She made them special.
Oh, my gosh. And again, so funny. That was an institution for a number of years, was Therese backstage. She's one of the bravest people I know, too, but always with a great sense of humor.
She got the title Voice of Michigan from that?
Yes, exactly.
And Jamie Anderson had this to say about Therese.
I think the first live women's music I heard was a Teresa Dell concert that I saw in Phoenix in 1977. She was definitely my inspiration when I first started performing out. She had that beautiful, smooth alto voice and those well-written songs, especially the story songs I liked. And her stage presence was very relaxed, and she could be very funny. All those things inspired me to do my own music.
For the next song by Teresa Dell, I've got another rare live festival recording to share with you. It's from the National Women's Music Festival of 1979. It's called Conversation.
I'd like you all to welcome Teresa Dell. Betsy Lippitt. And Louise Anderson.
This song is, for lack of a better title, called Conversation. sunlight on the ride on the railroad rails. And I'm checking on the map to get an idea of where I'm at. Where are you, woman, where are you? I heard about a wonder of a woman who came across a backwards sort of man. But he was honest, and he was clean, and he was never ever mean. And he was true, woman, he was true. She carried him along forever. He leaned on her until he learned to cry. Till he was really truly grown, and she could leave him on his own. And she was you, woman, she was you. You, woman, you. You, woman, you. With a singing guitar player. Amazingly enough, that one was me. We had a thunderous affair, and I was just a little scared. And that's the truth, woman, that's the truth.
We always travel tight together.
We do a lot of talking on the way. Sometimes we're verbose, but sometimes we just sit close, me and you. Woman, me and you. Now one day you were working on the night shift. The next day you were dancing in your dreams. You had a real blue collar on, and you were young and you were strong, and you were you, woman, you were you. You, woman, you. Railroad rails, and I'm checking on the map to get an idea of where I'm at. And where were you, woman, where were you? Seems I'm having a one-sided conversation. Well, driving always does that to my brains. But we went 50 miles for sure, and we'll go many, many more. Me and you, woman, me and you. You, woman, you. You, woman, you. One-sided conversation in a pickup truck for two. Me and you, woman, me and you.
You, woman, you. You, woman, you.
That was called Conversation. The next song is not by Teresa Dell, but it's about her. I mentioned that Betsy Lippitt was her music partner and sang with her, and they toured together for years. Betsy released her own album in 1987, and one of the songs was called For Therese.
Winter is almost here, and I have hardly seen you since the leaves started falling from the trees. How have you been? What have you done? Who have you seen? Who have you talked to? Is there anything that I should know?
tattoo on your arm. You like to swim, Teresa hates to. She says, cuando, porque I lift weights. Your Pennsylvania, Georgia on my mind. Upside down and all around, my life has gone through changes. When the problem has been bigger, has been alone. We played the pizza parlors. When I went out west, you stayed at home. You got a house on a corner with a tree in the yard, an Apple computer, sprouts in a jar. With all these things that come to mind, when I think of you, I know a little more of who you are.
By Betsy Lippitt, that was simply called For Therese. And that was not the only tribute recording about her. In 1990, to celebrate Therese's 40th birthday, a special concert was organized in Cincinnati, where Therese lives. Taking part were two women's choirs. One was Muse, which is the Cincinnati Women's Choir, and the Atlanta Feminist Women's Choir also came in for the event. Special solo performances of Therese's songs were done by Betsy Lippitt, Sue Fink, Deirdre McCalla, and Kay Gardner, with Annie Dinnerman and Louise Anderson and a number of others also helping out. Fortunately, this event was captured, and the CD, called For Therese, is still available. Gee, there are a lot of other songs by Therese Dell I wish I had time to play, but I highly recommend you track down her album. It was re-released in 1999 with bonus tracks, with the help of Lady Slipper Music, and that version was called From Women's Faces Plus. Okay, I've got one more song for you to hear, but before I play it, I want to thank you all for listening, and I want to thank Boo Price, Alex Dopkin, and Jamie Anderson for the interview comments. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com, and I wish you would. And again, my website, with information about all the songs you've heard and a lot of special additional information about Therese and Cassie, is at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with my Queer Christmas installment of Queer Music Heritage. Okay, I asked Jamie Anderson if there were any songs by Therese that she wanted to comment on.
I really like Mama, Don't Let Your Children Go. It's so funny, and it was so my life. Now, I didn't go to college, at least at that point when I first heard the song, so I didn't identify with that part, but I did identify with the part about, you know, the parent's voice, you know, shaking their finger at their kid saying, you're dressing like a boy. What are you doing? You're smoking pot? What are you up to? You know, it's like, just made me laugh out loud.
Well, I laughed out loud at that song for another reason. It starts out, I shouldn't have sent you to Cincinnati. You'd have done better at Youngstown U. I went to Youngstown U and love that line. So, with our closing song, here's Therese Dell with Mama, Let Your Children Go.
My mama said, I shouldn't have sent you to Cincinnati. You'd have done better at Youngstown U. It's been 5 years and graduation's passed. From 30,000 kids, you're gonna come in last. Every time you come home, I'm embarrassed. You're looking less like a daughter and more like a son. Your father's going crazy for his little girl, that's me. He thinks you've even given that weed a whirl. Ah, mama,
let your children go. Sometime, oh, mama, mama, you gotta let your children go. When I was at home, I was a model child. So when I left there, I got a little wild. Whoa, 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 mama, mama, you gotta let your children go. Coming from a good Catholic background, said you got to be the virginal kind. Well, mama, they lied, 'cause now I'm satisfied. The women I've tried would make a good man cry. I think you should know how I'm feeling. I thought I told you before, you must not have heard. You handed me my life upon a silver tray, but Ma had to pawn it, I had rent to pay. Oh, Mama, let your children go sometime. Oh, Mama, 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 you gotta let your children go. When I was at home, I was a model child. So when I left there, I got a little wild. Whoa, 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 mama, mama, you gotta let your children go. Take it. Mama!